Elsewhere in the world this Thursday evening, 6 hostages were freed today in Nigeria after being held hostage by militants in the oil-rich Niger Delta region of the country. Kidnappings and violence are common in that part of the country where islands of oil wealth are surrounded by a vast sea of poverty. Charles Collins has this report.
For 6 people, Thursday was a day of joy. The 5 Chinese telecommunications workers and 1 Italian oil worker had been held for weeks by 2 different Nigerian militant groups based in the Niger Delta. 3 other foreign workers are still being held hostage, though, and the Militant Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEND, says they will not be released until the government releases prisoners from their region.
There are several militant groups in the Niger Delta region who are requesting from government the improvement of conditions.
Father Patrick Tor Alamuku is the director of the Social Communications Department of the Catholic Archdiocese of Abuja. He says the Catholic Church is concerned about the social conditions in the Delta region of the country, but does not condone the violence being perpetrated there.
Most Nigerians are aggrieved that they are taking hostages to be able to let government pay attention to this.
The oil-rich Delta region is the source of much of Nigeria's wealth, but very little of it trickles down to the people who actually live there. Militants are vowing to press on with their campaign of sabotage against the oil industry, which has cut the nation's output by over 4 million barrels a week since last February. I'm Charles Collins.